Governor Doyle says he's reasonably confident his veto of the Republican so-called property tax freeze will be upheld, and the new decision by South Milwaukee Democrat Jeff Plaley to back Doyle gives the governor even more reason for hope. UW-Madison political scientist Dennis Dreesang says Doyle's put a lot of effort into fighting for his veto, and an override could damage Doyle politically. Dreesang says that damage could carry over to other issues.
Especially since Wisconsin's legislature has had a history of sustaining gubernatorial vetoes. It's overridden a little bit less than 6% of gubernatorial vetoes. And Governor Doyle doesn't want to get identified with that history of unusual events.
Dreesang says Republican Senate leader Mary Panzer has also staked out a position, and a tax freeze loss could hurt her politically as well. But Dreesang says Republicans have the fallback position of being able to use the freeze as a campaign issue in next year's legislative elections if local property taxes rise significantly. Win or lose on the freeze issue, Dreesang predicts we haven't seen the last Republican attempt to override a Doyle veto. And Governor Doyle agrees.
I think they're still having to learn the lesson that they got a governor that they're going to have to work with, and they can keep doing this.
A few months ago, Doyle successfully fought off Republican attempts to override his veto of a GOP plan to give the legislature more say-so over gaming deals. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.